Hello, and welcome to the Houston Innovators Podcast. I'm Natalie Harms, editor of Innovation Map. This podcast is brought to you by Texas Citizens Bank. Texas Citizens Bank is making entrepreneurship easier for Houston business owners wearing multiple hats. As one customer says, Texas Citizens Bank can do virtually everything the national guys can do, but with full bore service on a first name basis. Call 713-948-5700 today. In this episode, I speak with Marcello Cordini, co-founder of December Labs, a full-service design and development company with offices in Uruguay and Houston. Marcello and I discuss the unique approach to software development December Labs brings to its clients and what the pandemic has meant for business and the evolution of the workforce. Marcello, thank you so much for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
So I want to talk to you about December Labs. It's a very unique concept that you co-founded in 2014. So tell me a little bit about what went into founding December Labs and what was the goal of creating this company?
Well, yeah, in 2014, we started this company. I mean, there in Uruguay, in South America, with my partners, we were used to work as a freelancer to many companies around the world. I had experience working for Sherman companies from Uruguay to startups in Silicon Valley, same with my partners. And yeah, we decided that it was a good moment to create a company and kind of unify our experience and offer that as a service with a company. So in that December of 2014, and after a few months, we were already working for startups in Silicon Valley. In that moment, it was very trending, the mobile app development. Everybody wanted an app. So our main focus in that moment was building mobile apps for startups in Silicon Valley and New York. And yeah, it was a great experience. And yeah, after a few months, we started with web development. 1 year ago, 1 year after that, we started with UX UI designs to add more value to our clients. Yeah, and nowadays we are like 70 developers and UX UI designers. Has been great.
Over now, 6 years, what have you really seen these type of tech companies, from the big tech companies to startups that you work with, what are they needing? Because I feel like you're at this really interesting perspective of seeing the technology before it's even built, right? So you probably have like a step ahead of the trending technology. So I'm interested, what do you see these tech companies really needing the most at this time?
Yeah, I would say, one advantage that we have is like we are a development company, so we are always like learning new technologies. That's our main focus. And if you have a big company that is on the real estate world, your main focus is real estate, not technology. So partner with a company like us, it will give you that added value to have someone that knows how to hire developers, how to train them, how to, giving everything that they need to work, and be happy at work. I know that, developers, they want a great salary, of course, but they love to have, a PlayStation next to their desktop. They love to have a great office. They love to have barbecues and be surrounded by a great working environment. So we offer that to our developers, and I know that sometimes are working in companies or corporations that it's completely different, that environment. And and sometimes it's very hard to attract developers. Developers are kind of rock stars nowadays, and it's very hard to attract them and keep them happy. So we can help on that.
That's interesting. Developers are like rock stars these days. You got to keep them happy. And it's so important. I feel like, that can really make or break a startup's success. I feel like is having the right team, right? So what are some kind of different options that you have for you know, companies that come to you and say, hey, this is what I need. What types of paths do you show them?
Sure. Something that we're trying to teach a lot our clients or leads that came to us is about UX UI design. Because I know a lot of startups, they know what they want to build, but startups usually fail because nobody, after building the app or after building their web app, nobody uses it. So there are ways to validate the idea, to validate the features that you are building. And that's something that we are promoting a lot. I mean, you can do a small investment doing a great UX UI design phase before coding before a single line of code, before mm-hmm. getting into development, you can validate your idea. And that's great. That there are great tools and great UX UI designers that are able to validate that. And I think that changed everything. Mm-hmm. In December Labs, I mean, we offer mobile app development, web app development, as I said, UX UI design. We can scale your team. That's something that we offer. Like, okay, you have already a team of 5 developers and you need another 2 to work with your team. We can offer that to you, like just to scale up what you have already. Or we can be your tech partner. So as I said, maybe you are an expert on real estate and you want to focus on that, on your sales, on your business, on hiring people on the real estate world and not to be focused so much on the tech. We can prepare and create a team for you to be your partner. So we can assign you a product manager and a team of, I don't know, 5 developers and build your product in a few months. So you can focus on your business. That's something that I have worked a lot in the last years.
So it sounds like obviously startups, you provide a great value to startups that are very small teams, but mm-hmm. you also work with larger companies. So what's the breakdown of your clients? Is it mostly in the startup space? Is it mostly in the corporate world?
Mostly, I would say like funded the startups, like in the growth stage, like Series A, I would say mm-hmm. Series B startups that they got the investment. They now need to hire developers and designers, and they need to move fast to improve their product, to build new services, to offer new services to. You know that the investors, you need to show them what you're going to do with that money. And sometimes it's not easy to move fast and to find those developers and without losing focus on your business again. So I think we could be the right partner for that too. But yeah, there are big corporations that have hired us. And again, for example, they have their own developers. They are working on their production environment and they need to try something else, something mm-hmm. new. And you don't want to distract your developers that are already working on that. So they hire us for a specific project, I don't know, 6 months, mm-hmm. to test some ideas and maybe then include that new software that we build to their production line, you know? So because it's not easy to hire developers as employees just to work 3 or 6 months. So companies like us can offer that too. Like, okay, you came for 3 months, 6 months, work on something, and then we can continue with that, you know?
Yeah, it sounds like that would be great for business because, you know, they have another project down the road that they use you for again, or even with the hiring for a startup, that startup will grow again eventually, hopefully. So great return on business. Is that how you kind of grow businesses, these kind of repeat accounts and also, you know, word of mouth or how do people find you?
Sure. Well, yeah, word of mouth for sure is the number one way to be connected. I really believe, I mean, in our industry, there are a lot of buzzwords, myths, and also developers that are not doing a great job. They are not very transparent with their clients. So being honest, I think is has been a great tool, you know, to show, like, for example, I know there are companies that they don't show their developers. You don't know who is working on your code. So that's something that we always do. Okay, these are the developers that are going to work on your project, and you can be connected with them. You can talk with them every day. Mm-hmm. So that lack of transparency in some companies, I think, make us to look really good. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I think you need to be empathic. There are a lot of people that they are trying some ideas. Some startups are their babies, you know, mm-hmm. And they are doing a great investment to go for their dreams. And you need to understand what they want to build and suggest mm-hmm. Different tools to achieve that. Sometimes a client came with an idea to build a software and just go to code, and that's why we usually try to offer what if you try first a UX UI design phase and try to validate the idea to see if that's the correct product to build, you know. There are so many tools around that you can use to avoid any failure. And yeah, that's what we are trying there.
I love that you brought up that, yeah, startups are a lot of founders' babies. Like, they really and truly care for them and love them like a human baby, I guess. And so I imagine that's very hard sometimes to, you know, translate the technology and work on that when it's something that's so personable, right? And personal to the founder. So does it happen often that, you know, there are tense conversations, I would imagine, at least occasionally?
Yeah, I mean, something that we need to understand that they are the experts of the business. So we are very respectful on that because, I don't know, we have a lot of clients in the healthcare industry, and for sure, we are not doctors. And sometimes a doctor came with an idea and it's great. And we need to respect that. But we can share our experience on others' projects to tell them, hey, maybe this could be the correct way to go on this project. And yeah, try to be honest with them what we think. And yeah, it could be tough sometimes to tell somebody that maybe the idea is not great or it's not great that way of executing something. But that's something that I think is working for us to be honest with them, be transparent of what we think. This is a service. I mean, our developers should be motivated to work on the project too. So if they are working on something that is not going to be, there is no fit in the market, if nobody's going to use it, I mean, you lose motivation too. So that's why also it's hard to get developers nowadays. You need to motivate them with a lot of stuff. They need to like the technology. You need a good salary. They need a great office. They need a good career. So there are a lot of things there that you need to take into account, you know?
I think it's super interesting that you're working in all of these different industries, because you mentioned healthcare. What are all of the industries that you would work in? Is it literally any industry or do you have like a niche?
What I love about software development is like, you can work on any industry. So if you are a software developer and you also like healthcare, it's great because there are a lot of chances to do that. we could work on any industry, but that experience and that word of mouth recommendations, it helps a lot to be focused on something. Like I would say 70% of 60% of our clients are in the healthcare industry and fitness. I would put everything together there in like healthcare and fitness and wellness. It has been very trending now also with the COVID-19. Our clients working in that industry are doing very well, for sure. For example, a fitness client that we have that is kind of competing with Peloton is doing great because everybody, after the lockdown, they started buying fitness apps, fitness tools for your home. It has been crazy. So everybody that has been working in that space for a while, they are doing really good. And now people are taking care more about them. They want to track their health. Makes sense.
Yeah. I want to talk more about COVID and how obviously it's affecting the workforce and it's probably affecting your company as well. But before we do that, have you worked on actual COVID-focused products or projects in this time? Like, is that something you're already seeing, special projects for COVID?
Not directly. I would say, for example, some clients, and they did great, because they kind of pivot what they were offering, and they added new services, for example, on their offering that actually are focused on COVID-19, like sanitizing your home, for example. That's one of our clients that offering housekeeping services. Now they are offering that service too. And I think it was a great idea. It's tough during a lockdown to have people working at your place, but they started offering that too. Something that we did, we support projects that they were trying to help people in need. In Uruguay, there was a project called Canastas Uruguay that is like people that were struggling and losing their jobs. So we built this website to get donations and to get food for these people in need. It was not directly for COVID-19, but it was a project trying to help and combat, you know, the what was happening.
Yeah, I'm sure helping some of those companies pivot, you know, is super important that they kind of had you to rely on for that. And kind of zooming out a little bit on the pandemic's effect on the workforce, like it's changing. And I think now more than ever, your business model makes sense, right? Is that what you're seeing happening?
Yeah. First of all, when that happened, we were kind of prepared. As we have so many clients on different industries, we knew what was going to happen. Because, for example, we have a client that they have providers in China. So the lockdown in China was like 2 months before here in US. So it was kind of, you can see that was coming and how some things were going to switch to work remote from home and to having a lockdown. I think nobody was expecting to have a lockdown so long, but anyway. Mm-hmm. The first thing we did as a company was go 100% remote. So we sent our developers to work home back then in March. Mm-hmm. We made like to support them to check if they have everything at home to work, because sometimes you have to share your room with your brother, I don't know, or with your house with your family, and you don't have that. A dedicated space to work at home, right? So we tried to help them to get everything and to stay working from home as they were doing at the office. Mm-hmm. We sent some office supplies, a surprise care package for them to like a face mask. Mm-hmm. We bought a lot of face masks that I remember in March were sold out. We bought it to give to our employees in that moment. It was kind of trying to achieve that that help. But yeah, then I've seen how everybody start panicking, like not our clients, but everybody here in the US. They started firing people. They started closing business, and they were saying, "Oh, this is going to be crazy." It was, but that didn't help, to be honest. So if everybody was panicking and doing the same thing, it was going to be worse. So I'm glad to have clients and partners that actually pivot their ideas, their products. They start offering new services. And they did a great job, and it was very inspiring, right? We're very lucky to work in the software world, and we can work remotely. Mm-hmm. But I think some people really panic and they didn't think well where to go, you know. There are a lot of tools nowadays in the tech space that you can continue your business from home.
Yeah. I wonder if, as you mentioned, you know, maybe a big tech company or even a smaller startup that pulled back, reined it in, maybe had some reevaluated, you know, their workforce. And now as we come out of this and as it's okay, we just have to get used to this new style of working from home and whatnot, there's a real opportunity for companies like yours to fill that need, right, at this point?
Yeah. Well, one of the clients that we have right now, we were competing for that lead with another American company, mm-hmm. With developers here in the US. And I mean, we have our main office in Uruguay doing this nearshore approach. Mm-hmm. But yeah, when this pandemic came, we were even. It was kind of leveling the play field, you know, like now. It's the same to have your developers in South America than in the US, right? Because we are all working remotely.
Yeah.
So, for that client, it was kind of, okay, now we need just to compare what they offer. We were kind of lucky maybe, but also prepared for this lockdown. And yeah, we got that client and now we are working very well with them.
That's such an interesting kind of way to think about it. You know, if you're in the same time zone, that's kind of all that matters at this point in time. But you're being based in Houston has also been great because, you know, there's a lot of startups in Houston. I write about them every day. So do you mm-hmm. find a lot of clients just from being within Houston and kind of in the same circles?
So when I came to Houston 3 years ago, I think Station was a great place to start. A lot of startups, very successful nowadays, they came from there. I think mm-hmm. I kind of witnessed a great culture of entrepreneurs and sharing ideas and giving advice to each other. I came with a lot of experience from the Silicon Valley world, and it was weird because I'm from Uruguay, but I came that experience of working with tech companies that they were doing very well in Silicon Valley. I remember in that moment, a lot of startups, they were kind of struggling to get developers. So I would say in that moment, 3 years ago, we came like in the exact and perfect mm-hmm. timing to fill that gap, you know. Something that is happening in Houston, I think college students that they are doing software engineering, they are getting really great offers from the oil and gas industry, or they are getting really good offers from hosting companies. So they are kind of leaving very early, and it's not very easy to get good tech talent here in Houston. At least 3 years ago, I think have changed a lot because a lot of startups are doing great. They are growing, and nowadays Houston is a great place to be for and to have your startup here. So I think that ecosystem has grown and has attract people from other cities from US to came here to Houston.
I think that's exactly what I've heard too, is it's like there's a different culture maybe on the coast of college grads. Really, mm-hmm. you know, going into a startup is really appealing. Whereas in Houston, you know, those graduates, what's appealing is that big salary from an oil and gas company. And so it's harder and harder for startups to compete mm-hmm. With that to attract talent. So it sounds like that's exactly what you've seen.
Yeah. No, but again, I think nowadays with this COVID-19, Houston has a great opportunity to attract developers and tech talent from all around US or even the world, because it's a great place to live. It's a big city. It has a lot to offer. It's cheap. And so I think Houston should work more on that to promote and bring talent here to stay and live in this city.
That's a great silver lining to COVID. If you know, after all of this, we can at least count that as a win, as changing, you know, the landscape for the workforce and for those college grads. So I think that's a good place to stop on that positive, right? Bring it back to a positive ending. But thank you so much for your time on this episode. It's been lovely to talk to you more about December Labs and what you're doing.
Thank you so much, and thanks for having me.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode of the Houston Innovators Podcast. Subscribe so you never miss an episode, and follow along on innovationmap.com for all things Houston innovation.